Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Jim Ryan, a repeat guest on the program. Welcome back, Jim.
Great to be here, Allison. Thank you.
Why don't you remind our viewers what you do at Intel and your role on the SSI Forum?
I work in initiative marketing for Intel, and one of the responsibilities I have for Intel is to be the chairperson for what's called the Server System Infrastructure SSI Forum, which is a separate special interest group, or SIG, designed to develop and foster open specifications for blades and servers and other form factors.
And I think the last time you were on, we talked about how SSI Forum had expanded its charter from the traditional power supply and chassis form factor specs to the blades and other compute specs. But I know that SSI Forum has made some recent announcements that even push its objectives a little bit further. Can you comment on that?
We're now looking at some new what are called form factors for servers. These are new designs that are either narrower or broader or denser, in some way different from a traditional server design, to reflect the need for greater density, greater cooling, any one of a number of data center needs. We also are working on completely new processing areas. One's called microserver, which is something that's really new to the world of processing entirely.
What are the types of designs that you guys are looking at, and what can we expect in terms of specifications?
Well, these are all in fairly early stages of design consideration, but we have to go through some sort of winnowing, if you will, to make sure that these designs really do make sense for the market. One's called the half width, which is, as its name suggests, about half the width of a conventional server. And the idea is to have much greater density of a processor than we could have in the past. The second is what's called spread core, and the notion there is to improve the cooling, which has been getting worse as the number of DIMMs have been increasing, causing shadowing problems and other kinds of cooling problems. And the last is a resurgence of a so-called four-socket design. Again, all variations on our basic Romley server platform design.
Looking to microserver, completely different design, I think. Is that correct?
Yes, it is a completely new design. It's really intended for a segment that Intel has recognized and is trying to come up with a range of architectures for. The idea basically is to look for things like the IPDC market, basically a market that requires low power, high density, and a relatively undemanding compute load, therefore not a terribly demanding processor architecture. The other requirements of density, energy efficiency, and power, and cost, for that matter, are extremely important. So what Microserver has done is come up with a range of solutions that can include, at the option of the buyer, potentially Atom up to Xeon, with ranges of management solutions that go along with that. So no matter what the processor choice, we deliver the kind of efficiency that segment demands.
You said that this is an open industry association. What other companies are involved in the SIG?
Well, we just, in fact, in February passed 40 members. The other company that has sponsorship position along with Intel is Supermicro. We have four companies that are at what's called the contributor level, which includes Mellanox, FCI, Next.io, and Dawning.
Anything next up?
Well, if I may, I'd like to sort of touch on a few sort of key events since the last time we had a chance to talk. Going back to IDF in San Francisco in September of last year, we showed our first fully SSI compliant system then, which was developed by a company called Dawning, which is based in China. And that was very exciting to see the first fully SSI compliant system. Following on from that, at Supercomputing in November, we announced what are called compliance test kits, CTKs for short. These are custom-built boards that allow companies to test their components within their own environment for compliance to the specification. This is a really important qualifying step for what we call compliance interoperability programs. The next big thing that happened was in January we had a major update to what's called the Enterprise Electronics Board, or EEB, to reflect the upcoming Romley design. And then in February we signed a liaison agreement with something called the High Performance Computing Standards Committee, HPCSC, which is a major standards body in China, which is helping to build indigenous development of components for HPC within China, of which Dawning is a leading member. In April, at IDF Beijing, we showed the availability for the first time of two new Ethernet switches from a company called H3C, which is based in China. One is low-speed and one is high-speed Ethernet. This is the first time a new design has been done from the start using the IBM switch specs, which are available to SSI members.
Sure.
And then a very important development at Computex, we showed the second major fully compliant SSI design, this time from a company that's based in Taiwan. We have candidate power supply specs also available, and we'll be working on new form factor designs, as I mentioned before, with a timeline that's really TBD in terms of eventual completion.
Well, it sounds like products are coming to market, interoperable products with the compliance test kits. That's what an industry standard is all about. Thanks for being on the show, Jim.
It's always a pleasure, Allison. Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.